Well, we're back, and it's Late Night with Deanne on RBN, and I would like to get your call here on this hour. We're going to be talking about something that we need to know about, and as it happened, I was going through my zillions of emails, and indeed there's zillions of them, and I was trying to clean out, and I sent some people out emails, and I got this email back, and I was looking at some things, and I was saying, who's this guy here? And I started looking into stuff, and I said, what the hell is going on? And what it is prescribed murder. Prescribed murder is not the name of what they wrote or what was, you know, what that's basically my language to what I would say is going on out here. It's a serious issue, folks. You wake up in the morning on TV 24 hours a day on every major network. FCC doesn't rule on this. They don't tell them they have to go off the air because of what they're doing. And what it is, every single day you look at, they have tons and tons of medication that there that is deadly. You know about that. What kind of commercials have you seen?
We got about half of that. Hello? I don't hear anything. I think she's lost. I'm not sure what happened. Okay, am I on the air?
I'm right here.
Okay.
Yeah, you're here.
Here we go. I only got about half of that, Deanne.
Well, what I was saying to you is this. You know, on the programming of television, every day you're seeing more and more medicines being prescribed. You know, the commercials, you see a happy face hopping around the screen. You can be like this, and then...
if you don't die.
Yeah, well, you'll be happy, you know, in the... It's a funeral home when they put you in the coffin because they, you know, can stretch your face in a small smiley type of thing. And that's being morbid.
The purple pill.
Yeah, the purple pill, the blue pill, the happy pill, the orange pill. And this is what I found. And this is the thing that made me angry. And, folks, I think you need to be angry. This is about Lilly Corporation. I'm reading it from an article that was written on January 4, 2007. Now, these folks are suing people for coming up and saying anything about this. There was a medication called Zyprexil, Z-Y-P-R-E-X-A, put out by Lilly Corporation. And anyway, this is what happened. It's evidently there was a lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court, and this particular medicine was making the industry, I think it was $10 billion a year. I'm trying to see what it was, the exact dollar amount for the use of this drug. I have no idea what it was used for. It looks like something familiar that I had been prescribed. It said that it was so much money that they were, oh, I'm sorry, $4 billion a year they were making, booming sales from this drug. Anyway, 10 years down the road, they find out that this particular drug causes obesity. People have been, a drastic weight gain, it says, drastic weight gain and diabetes. Imagine taking a drug. I don't know. I don't care what it does. I mean, it could cause moose gangrene or take away the pain from that. I don't care what it does. But it causes you to have diabetes and it causes drastic weight gain. And they have this thing on the market, and it's making them $10 billion a year.
$4
billion a year. And then I'm going to tell you what happened after when we returned from the car commercial. But you got to hear this. This is crazy. 800-313-9443. Prescribe death. We'll be right back.
Attention. This is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, we're back, and we're talking about prescribed murder. They are killing us, folks, with drugs. Hear the song, Killing Me Softly, with his song, that says, Killing Me Softly with Prescribed Drugs. What is going on? First of all, they had this medicine out, and the New York Times wrote an article about it. This has just happened in this year, 2007. And I just happened up on it because it just fell in my hands for whatever reason. But the whole thing was that they said that this medicine, I was trying to find out what it was being used for, but they prescribed it for every type of ailment known to mankind, it says. Without knowledge of the serious health risks associated with taking the drug.
You're talking about booze, aren't you?
No, I'm talking about prescription drugs. Booze is safe. They're outlawing booze, but this stuff is okay. Since the New York Times wrote and published this article, it says Lilly's legal team had been working day and night right through the holiday season trying to use the court system to muzzle the messengers and get the incriminating information back under seal. See, they seal the stuff in court records so you can't see it. Now, this drug was prescribed to, I don't know how many people, if they sold $4 billion worth of it. Anyway, Lilly agreed to pay close to $700 million and roughly 8,000 victims. Now, those are the ones that knew about it, by the way, folks. 8,000 victims. You know, if they were selling $4 billion worth of drugs, it was more than 8,000 people. More than 8,000 people that were affected by this nightmare drug. But it caused obesity. It caused obesity, and also from this drug, it also caused people to get diabetes. Now, the thing is that one brave doctor, okay, and a few other people came forth And he said he couldn't live with himself to know that what he had a knowledge of this hidden lawsuit and how the Lily had basically done things to harm and also caused a situation of drain to the public health system. This guy couldn't take it anymore, and he came forth and got in the media somehow for a minute. You know, it ain't going to last that long, not in the mainstream media anyway. And this stuff was poisonous and was causing this. And then what happened? Lily found out that he came out and had the audacity to say something about it. And Lily turned around and sued him in court and won $100 million from this doctor. $100 million because he came out and was informing the public of this elaborate scheme by Lily to put this medicine out on the market, knowing well that they had been in a lawsuit and it had been a situation that Lily was involved with, a situation that harmed and caused very bad health risks to a large segment of the population. And still continuing to do it because the drug is still on the market. What do you think about that, John?
Well, it sounds kind of like Illuminati, where, you know, we have the president says the direct promise to uphold the Constitution, but then behind his back he's holding his fingers crossed because he's already sworn an alliance to the Illuminati or whatever. And here we have probably a doctor. To be a doctor has to sign certain paperwork of pledge of whatever to support the powers to be of the, you know, drug agencies or whatever else. And if he's going to take the drugs or get the drugs for whatever for and have the instructions of proper use, he has to sign probably a waiver of ever giving negativity against them. And since that was done, even though he's perfectly right on virtue, they were able to sue him. And again, the courts are owned by big corporations. You know, we've all run into that. I mean, it's just it's getting rampant to where the court system is just, you wonder why we, you know, it's why it's not being destroyed. Anyhow, the bottom line of it is here you have a guy that did bring virtue and truth. And he's being persecuted. He's actually being chased. He's out of the country, another country, and he's made the information. They've put a bounty on his head now and criminalized him and compartmentalization of, you know, he owes $100 million, when the truth of the matter is the company's still creating the audacity of fraud. I think it's part of the prescription of killing the public. You know, they want to kill 11 out of 12 of us to get to that $500 million mark of the elitist. And, you know, they're just part of the ball game of how they're doing it. They're doing it through poisoning.
And the thing that's really amazing, too, is that you have the presidential candidates. And, folks, by the way, November's coming up real fast. Be alerted to this stuff because, again, accountability, you know, because, again, let me explain something about Lilly Corporation, okay? They're the makers of Bayer aspirin. They're makers of a lot of big drugs that people use. One of them happened to be the alleged drug that is used to cure anthrax, which was Cipro. And that was, by the way, the cure. The cure was not that drug at all. That drug was used years before, and it failed miserably. But when this anthrax scare happened and a handful of folks came down with anthrax, which was planted in offices and put to get rid of certain individuals and things, a whole bunch of people didn't come down with anthrax. There was no way that they, you know, conceived and lied to the public through their forensic analysis. It happened. The anthrax thing was, you know, the post office received this, you know, parcel, and from that parcel, they took the parcel and brought it into this office, and then from the office, it went to this other place, and you know, and then it got through the handlers in the office and went through all these different hands and stuff and ended up on this one guy's desk, and he happened to open it up and inhaled it and fell dead on his desk. It did not happen that way. Trust me, it did not happen. First of all, in order for you to get a letter into any major office, especially big corporations, they usually go to the mail department first. Mail department sorts them. A lot of the mail departments cut the envelope open at the top through their cutting machines. Then it is given to the handlers to take it to the secretaries, and then the secretaries disperse it to whoever it is. Now, if this envelope was written private or confidential, then the secretary would have maybe opened it with a letter opener or something like that, or brought it into the boss's office, but most likely it's open. Most likely it would have been handled. Many people would came down with anthrax, not one. So in order for that to happen, somebody personally put it on his desk, not through any means that they told you, but personally delivered the letter onto his desk, and that's how he got it. It may not even have been a letter for all we know. These people are expert in putting together details to shut people up. Now, the reporter was reporting issues that was going on in Iraq at the time and in the Middle East. He was bringing up stuff they didn't want out there. So, of course, they sniffed them out. Now, that's what they do. Now, again, the persons that are perpetrating this particular issue came out right afterwards with this big cure campaign, which was Cipro. Cipro was supposed to be the cure for anthrax, and there was a huge sale of all this Cipro stuff. And then later on, they found out Cipro was good, just as good as dust. Didn't do anything. Okay, the real cure was actually... tetracycline. Sorry, the one drug that they, you know, by the way, you can't get tetracycline now because they pulled it because they don't want you taking tetracycline because it has a major cure for a lot of diseases. So they pulled tetracycline. People were even trying to run to animal feed shops to get tetracycline, and they made it non-available because people could cure themselves again. What do you look at here? A person or persons inside somewhere that have plotted the death of many people. Okay, this pharmaceutical company, too. Remember the big scare with that thing with Tylenol? Well, there's some interesting stories about that. Why Bayer Aspirin had a shell company on the U.S. Stock Exchange that was set up right when this thing happened with the Tylenol scare. A shell company was set up on the stock exchange. I happened to find that because a friend of mine was buying Bayer Aspirin stock, and they happened to tell me that they found this thing, and I looked into it, and I found this shell a Bayer Aspirin company, and again, it was set up so they could receive all these monies, you know, through Lilly and all this stuff. So the thing is that what they do, folks, are they are murdering us, just like John was saying earlier. They're putting these drugs on the market. They're telling us buy this, rush to get it, happy face and everything. And the evidence is that they have these steel cases you don't know anything about where billions of dollars are being paid out because of the fact that they have created death and harm to millions of Americans. Now, what are we going to do about it? Shouldn't they not force AMA, which is the American Medical Association, to iron up to what they're supposed to be responsible to do, is to protect the public and give information and stop the breeding of these co-conspirators that are in these pharmaceutical companies. They're allowing bad meds to be sold. Now, if you have anything like a vitamin, you have anything that is a safe drug, anything like that, they are pulling them off the market saying that they're harmful. But yet, they will let this drug go, have a gag order, only allow 8,000 people to get paid out of that.
$4 billion sales.
Yeah, for 8,000 people. You know, don't you know, John, there's more than 8,000 people that probably were affected over 10 years?
Well, if they didn't, they really fleeced their pocketbooks for 8,000 people to come up with $4 billion. It really broke them.
Yeah, and the thing is, too, now you have all these people that are coming out. You know, people say, oh, look out the street. What's that big fat person? And, oh, look at that person over there. And they're thinking that these people are bloated because they're eating. Hell no, 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 no. It's the meds that they're taking. Now we're going to talk more about that. You want to call in and talk about this? 800-313-9443. Be right back after the commercial.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism.
Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280, or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Hi, we're back. We're live here on RBN. This is Deanne Burley, John Alastasis, and if you want to call in, 800-313-9443. In this hour, we're talking about prescribed death, prescribed murders. I mean, this is just one of many. Right now, there's a current lawsuit that I know nobody's heard of, where MRI machines are being challenged. There's a situation that die from the MRI machines might cause you some very bad health risks. One of the things, the risk is that it causes discoloration in your skin, causes you to lose your ability to walk and your continence, causes issues with various other things like your muscle control and your breathing from taking the dye in this laboratory that they, you know, claim is so safe, the MRI. They said you shouldn't even have a few of them. It should, because of the danger and threat from the dye alone. Now, again, you know, when you go in the hospital and they claim that they can't determine what's wrong with you, they order MRI. And the same with all this other stuff. You go in the hospital and you're ill and they start injecting you with your stuff and you don't know what they're injecting in you. You're sick. But say you're getting this stuff that, you know, like this stuff I was telling you about that causes diabetes. And they give you some other kind of medication in your intravenous that you're taking that causes a worse health risk if you have diabetes. Because, see, these medicines they're putting out now are just so much dangerous that you could be on one type of a medication, take another medication, and that other medication will trigger different reactions with the second or third medication you're taking, and you can die in the hospital, you can die at home, you can just die, and nobody would know the better because the side effect, and the outcome of this murder would be a side effect of a disease, a known disease. So how could they prove it's from the drug? John, you want to say something on that?
Well, you forgot to mention that dye also creates kidney shutdown, and kidney shutdown relates to a lot of the things that you were perpetrating. In the interim of, just on your soda cans, you have red dye number so-and-so or yellow dye so-and-so. They've known that, it's a positive sales brochure for you to drink something that's pleasant to the look. So a bright color brings pleasantness to the attraction of a product for consumption. But we've always known that the abuse of dyes, if you get into the ideas of soaps and cosmetics and the aromas, they're finding out that there's very few controls on those, but there's a lot of toxins in all those things. Just the idea of aluminum in soap, they say it shuts, gives you perspiration control. Well, it actually shuts your body down. And again, we're getting into points to like, even relating to like what Stuart Swerdlow was talking about earlier, is they can affect your, what would be the reference name? Electric ability of your body to be coerced or altered. And as you add aluminum, that could alter your body's electric balance. And so now you've got a different situation of where it's more receptible as an antenna, so they can beam you with something and be more readily able to impact you, and that's only one avenue. But again, as we know that aluminum is toxic to you, and we're seeing more Alzheimer's, and it's a direct report of, the levels of cancers are like, quadrupling. The levels of from vaccinations of autism is just off the wall. This is not maybe. As you go to the schools, you can see these children sitting around. We have special classrooms now for the autism children. We're doing it to ourselves. We're allowing them to build this block wall in our safety in our mind of, the vaccination is going to save you from polio and whatnot. Well, you know what? They don't have all this polio in England and Europe. The Amish don't have all these diseases they say they're saving us from, but the Amish don't have any Alzheimer's.
Vaccinations.
They don't have vaccinations, and they don't have all the children with the problems either. They do have some other problems of they get these shakes and stuff like that, but they don't have meningitis or any of I'm trying to think of the childhood diseases, rubella, mumps, all them kind of things. We don't have that anymore. Basically, that's an end result of bad sanitation and poor food and whatnot. Right now, we're creating poor food. The number that I know from about 5 years ago was when they had a report on environmental issues that created disease. Of all the diseases created, 2% of them were related to environmental. Now, I think that's a bogus number myself, but that's the official number that's given out. But the other official number they gave out alongside of that was that 46% of all the medical diseases were created by what we eat. And I think that was probably quite a truthful number because as we are eating things that are overprocessed, they're add colors added, they're the products that we're eating of cows or pigs or corn or whatever else are genetically modified foods. We have toxins we're putting in for different control factors. We outlawed like DDT and paraquat. Paraquat was redlined like 30 years ago where we can't use it because we knew it was a neurotoxin. It impacted us. It was proven hands down, flat out. Shut it down. Get it out of there. And it was sold the very next year. The product that was sold as is called Gromart. It was out of Germany. There was 3 levels of concentration of it. And it's never, never, never been stopped from usage.
Well, we got to stop here. We're going to break. But, I mean, this is a huge problem. We're going to talk about this and other things you should know about that go bump in the night after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Hey, we're back, and visit my website, which is www. In fact, don't put any W in it. That's the problem. That's why people can't find it. But it's integritynews, with an S, integritynews.wetpaint.com. Integritynews.wetpaint.com. You go there, and you click on there, and there's stories. There's movies up in regards to articles that were viewed on MySpace or YouTube, and other stories there. And right now I have an article up in regards to this situation with the 6 down there in Louisiana at the school. So I want your opinion. Go in there and check integritynews.webpaint.com and tell me about it. We're here with John Alastasis, and we're talking about, you know, this nightmare of, you know, what they're doing with these drugs and all this stuff. John, you want to continue here?
Yeah. You know, it's not just the idea of the poisoning of our food. Example, they're saying, oh, it's okay to, I want to say, nuke it, or they... I forget, it's not a microwave, but they radiate it. And the radiating of the food kills the nutrient factor of the food. So now that you're even eating it, it doesn't do anything for you. And basically we eat because we need a nutrient factor of energy and that kind of thing. And we're killing the, what do they call it, probiotics in any of the food because you've killed the small bacteria that you need to help digest it. We haven't got a nutrient factor, so now you're kind of always hungry because, and again, it creates the obesity effect and it creates the rotten gut disease. As we're seeing different diseases take off, it's like in our generation we're seeing, oh, everybody's got carpal tunnel. Well, it's an end result of what we're eating. We didn't have carpal tunnel when we were younger. It's an end result also of non-productivity of our hands and stuff. I mean, as we don't do things, and yet they say, oh, it's because of repetitive productivity. Hey, in the old days, you used to milk cows by hand. If there wasn't anything, you know, repetitive, that was it. And you used to knit. You used to do all those things. They didn't have the problems that we have today. A lot of the arthritis is created by bacteria in us because we're having higher sugars. We're having our cells are getting imbalanced. A lot of these things are being created. And they say, oh, there's no cure for diabetes. There's books out there written that say there are cures for diabetes.
But then again, if you have these things that they're putting on the market, that intensifies the possibility of people that might be on the fringe edge of having diabetes, this stuff gives them full-fledged diabetes. So once they get it, then they got to pay for all these insulin shots, which some pharmaceutical companies making money off of. And then they have to pay the arm and lung in regards to just general upkeep and for survival. And the thing is, that's a whole money-making proposition for these pharmaceutical companies. And it seems that they have no concern about people surviving because one of the things that medication is supposed to do and new discoveries of medication is supposed to provide a cure, not a poison. So until we, the people, understand that it's us again, because, you know, who buys Lilly products? Who is allowing this thing to grow and fester? It's us. So if we cut back and don't buy, you know, Bayer Aspirin, you don't buy any of their products, nothing at all, well, in the form of protest, you know, maybe they will stop these commercial ads of this bad medicine. What do you think, John?
Well, they remember the doctors were all educated to say everybody needs an aspirin a day for your good heart. And now they're finding out that that's really a false information. And, you know, as you have... I'm trying to think of the drug that they use to bleach white flour. All white flour is bleached with Alexan. And Alexan, when they test for diabetes in mice, they have to have mice that have diabetes. And they create the diabetes in mice with the product Alexan. And now they use that in all of our white bleached flour. Alexan is used to bleach it. And isn't that just convenient?
Well, there could be some additive to what this drug I was talking about describing. There could be additive of that in that particular drug because, again, you know, it's kind of like we were saying, too, these drugs don't even really pass through your body to help you. A lot of them come back in a casing that they're in at the end, you know, when you go and deprocess your food, you know what I'm talking about, you know, so that a lot of this stuff doesn't even really go through your system, and a lot of it sticks in certain areas, and again, causes all these side effects. So, you know, where is AMA? Where's the government regulators there that are regulating everything else? So how are they allowing all these drugs to come out that seem not tested and can cause all kinds of maladies to the people?
Well, they're just fulfilling the agenda of wiping out the population, and we're doing it ourselves. You know, it's like the sweet poison, aspartame. You know, is just one of them where it tastes good and it looks good, and it actually builds a craving into you where you crave it. You got to have it, and yet it's a poison to you. And so all of a sudden you're seeing. You know, we need Omar, the tent maker, to make our clothes for us because we're getting toxified to where we just can't buy anything anymore. It fits us. And
Omar,
it's like,
tent
you know,
maker.
We have myself. I got really body slammed in 92 of the 10-ton bulldozer slammed me. But at the same time, I try very much so to practice good, you know, nutritional needs, and I've had to because otherwise I wouldn't be very healthy. And yet today I'm quite strong. I probably outwork most people. But when it gets said and done, I still have some arthritis problems once in a while. I'm getting potty in my belly to where it's like I just see a cartoon there. They have the I can't think of the name of the superhero, but he can't button his pants. Well, geez, I'm looking at it. You know, I mean, I got this big belly. It's starting to come out of me, and I'm like, well, where the heck is this coming from? I'm really not eating that much more. I'm still pretty active, but at the same time, I'm getting this gut on me. And it's really not anything that I think. I think it's just the toxins in me. And so I've got to try to detox and so that my clothes fit a little better. And I'm not running way overweight. I'm like, from where I normally run, I'm about 10, 15 pounds over what I normally would be. It's not like a major amount of weight, but, geez, it seems to be right in the front of the paunch of me.
But and, the thing is, again, too, you know, like in my condition, I used to be an avid bicyclist. I used to be in bikeathons. I walk a lot. You know, people say, oh, you need exercise. I could outwalk most average individuals around me because I have a need to go somewhere. I will get there one way or another. And even if, you know, whatever kind of condition, even when I was on my walker at one time because I was so ill, I was using a walker, and I would get on the train and would drag myself wherever I had to go because, again, I'm a very active person. But the thing is, when you go in these hospitals and they give you this fake falsified medicine and inject things in your arm, which you have no idea what it is and what it can do to you, then you, you know, start blowing up. And then the thing is that it's not an eating situation or disorder because immediately people say, oh, you must be at McDonald's all the time. The only thing I get out of there is one particular thing. I don't even really eat McDonald's. I don't like the taste of really fast food, to be honest with you. Certain places I'll go to, but not on that kind of scale because, first of all, I can't afford it. But the bottom line is this, that, you know, again, obesity is starting up with these pharmaceutical drugs. You know, the things that we equate that was safe for us is not safe anymore. The bottled water we're getting, you know, I'm hearing reports about that. I mean, you know, what is it that you can call safe these days? I mean, they recalled spinach. You know, spinach is a very good healthy supplement to eat, but then, you know, they said that they had one cow with some type of diarrhea or something and splattered something on the spinach crop. But, the whole issue is that a cow traveled to every farm in the universe and give the cows, you know, give that, you know, little final, you know, fart out and contaminated everything, or is the situation a conspiracy based in the government? How can you say that a whole crops and crops and crops from various farms of spinach is bad and you throw it out?
Well, all the crops brought into this country, like from China, I was in China, and I'm telling you, I've never seen so much pathogenic bacteria of fecal waste used for growing crops, and they've done it generation after generation after generation, and those people are healthy. They have a baby problem. They can't. They got so many people because they're so healthy. They're having to limit themselves to one child birth rate. And you know, to say that we had pathogenic bacteria on the lettuce or whatever else, that's treatable by a frequency to kill bacteria. That's not as 700-800 nanometers kills pathogens as far as staphylococcus and streptococcus. And they know that. This is factual information. This was a test, as far as I'm concerned. This was a test to see if they could poison the food control. They did it with our animals as far as our pets, and the gluten, they said, came from China. The gluten may have come from China, but the poison probably came right from our own people or whoever the powers to be are that infiltrated it.
Same thing with these toys, you know, for Mattel or wherever. They were saying that they're all got lead. Boy, I would grab every lead doll that they have, and I would line it up all against the walls of my home to prevent them from channeling all these sound waves, because lead protects you from that. They don't want any lead paint. Maybe it's because, not because of the danger or threat, but if you have lead paint in your home, guess what, folks? That certain sound wave they're trying to penetrate your home with can't go through lead. So, you know, so the thing is, everything that they're trying to deny you of is the thing that might keep you alive. Now, the big thing this last week, I talked to John about this on my other show, is that they were talking about cell phones. You know, they had this thing to scare people half to death. You know, lightning, like every day of your life, you're in a lightning storm. Lightning, if you're on an iPod or you're on your cell phone, immediately the lightning goes directly through your phone and electrocute and burn your eardrum out, and it can cause burns and could cause your death. They were purporting that. Why? Why is it that they're so exorbitantly against cell phones? They don't want them in office buildings. They don't want them on the street. They tell you every day somebody walked off an L platform, walked off a cliff with a cell phone. People can't multitask anymore. They got people programmed that they can only do one functional thing. Kind of reminds me of communism in a way. One functional thing, and they can't do anything than that one functional thing, or if they do it, they will be totally ineffective in anything that they do in life. That is a wrong thought process. We are able to do more than one thing. I had an argument with somebody about that. And the thing is, if you only allowed to do one thing, then, hey, you can't talk and walk at the same time because that's a threat. If you're in the car and you're moving your leg to drive your car and steering the steering wheel, that means, boy, you got independent thought and you're driving one way. That's too much, for one person to do. You're supposed to just be driven to do one task at a time.
Well, I got to ask my wife if I can do more than that.
Well, the thing is, you ask her what she does, and they'll, come back and tell how many tasks you do in one day, and you have to do that to maintain your family, to maintain your security in life. But they have us programmed so deeply, we don't even realize our programs, and we go along with whatever they tell us because we're in this mindset that, everything's right. Now, I'm going to tell you a scary thing that happened to me this weekend on Friday. It was Thursday night. That's when it was when this thing began. I had gone to this meeting at PUSH and ended up in the downtown area of Chicago. And went down there, and I said, well, I had gotten stranded because the last train for getting me home was gone. I got back late because the buses out here are so messed up because of this need and greed, which we'll talk about in Illinois with the Illinois Transit Authority. Well, anyway, I get down in the downtown area that I just knew was going to be opening with blistering amounts of traffic and people. That's how I left Chicago because I haven't been down there like this in a long time. I go down there, and I'm just complaining about the suburbs being dead. I mean, you go outside, and you just see lights and posts and no people, nothing. It's blank and dead out here where I live. And then you imagine you go down to the city that has nightclubs and all kinds of restaurants that are open 24/7 at night, and you go down there, everything's closed. Everybody's gone home. Everything's closed. You see a pocket of people wander around, looking to see where's everybody? What happened here? This is Friday. This is Thursday night. Where are the people? No one to be seen. Everybody's closing up early. This is the scene of America, folks. They have programmed us to stay home, programmed us not to be out the street for fear of being accosted by police, for fear to go out in a nightclub because we're in a situation of mental distress, thinking that there's going to be a situation where somebody's going to yell out like they did in E2 Anthrax, and a whole bunch of people going to run and basically cause their death at a door. No fire, folks. Just somebody yelled out Anthrax because two people were fighting over who had the better mink coat upstairs, and the guy that got it for them, was standing there watching them fight, two women, and in order to stop it, this cocky yelled out Anthrax, and they all ran down the stairs and got all piled up by the door, and their faces were all smushed at the door because they were all piling up on top of one another to get out of this nightclub because somebody yelled out a thing. And then right behind that, the fact there was two photographers at that one that were at the other one where this guy ended up with this pyrotechnic episode where flames went across the ceiling and stuff, and people looked at it and said, oh, cool, and thought it was a part of the thing and the whole place. It's not funny, folks, but this is what's going on. Our programming is if we see something and we sit there and watch it kind of like horses, we go to nightclubs, something happens, somebody says something, we run and not equate when to run and when not to. We act correct in we are heard in the way that we are being programmed. And then a lot of this stuff has gotten to the point that these people in these high levels are so sophisticated with it. There is even reports now that they can take the information you key in the computer, and they got everything listed in there of the way you think, way you buy, way you act, what you are, what you wear, where you go and buy things, who you are, where you think, who you date, all in your computer. So somebody on a switch of a finger, this is like two little keys, can download all your thought process and program it into a microchip. And they can put that microchip into Android and make that person look like you and send that person in. And nobody would know the difference because, again, they can steal your thoughts from the computer. They can, because if you stay on one system too long, they have as much information on you as you do about yourself. That's how dangerous this is.
You
John,
know, they,
you want to say something?
They have, in that presentation, the Man Talk Philadelphia Project, they talk about mind control and that. And they talk about time travel, and they talk about a super soldier. And that super soldier reported that he had a second entity in him that was computer-generated, that was had the abilities to actually come forward in his body and resonate and build things from nothingness, because he could reapply the molecules or whatever for making something.
Well,
I hear the break coming here.
We're going to the break, and we'll be right back. 800-313-9443. And I'm going to read this Timothy McVeigh thing I got from Jesse Trudeau in a minute when we return.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, we're Welcome back, and this is Deanne. If you want to write to me, it's Deanne Burley, the apostrophe A-N-N-E-B-U-R-L-E-Y, 450 Rogers Street, Downers Grove, Illinois, Downers Grove, Illinois, 60515. Call me at 630-930-9782, 630-930-9782. Email is deanne.burley@gmail.com. Just take my name, put a period between both, and at gmail.com, or go to integritynews.wetpaint.com, and you can read current articles of what I've been investigating and looking into. John, if you don't mind, I'm going to switch topics real quick because I think we're going into the last hour here. And what it is Jesse Trudeau, who is the attorney and the brother of this poor man that ended up beaten in a prison that he had been investigating, trying to get the FBI to open up. He wrote a lawsuit on February of 2007. The copy of the lawsuit I have in my hand, I was emailed, and I have been corresponding with him for quite a while, along with others. It's a U.S. District case that was being heard in Utah. This is a declaration of Terry Lynn Nichols, the person that was involved with the bombing of Oklahoma City. It's case number 204CV00772DAK. And the judge on the case is Gail Kimberly. And I just kind of wanted you to hear this. Just to let you know what's going on in this thing, and the testimony of a partner of Timothy McVeigh. It says that under penalty of the administrative maximum facility, which is located in Florence, Colorado, my federal registration number is 08157-031. If you want to write to McNichols, the gentleman that was involved with Timothy McVeigh, his number is 08157-031, and he's in the maximum facility located in Florence, Colorado. Anyway, it says, on the outset, I want to acknowledge my poor judgment and capacity in having assisted Timothy McVeigh. I am also now preparing to identify others who played a role in the bombing of the Frederick P. Murrah Building in Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City, April 19, 1995. My purpose in doing so is to bring closure not only to myself, but especially to the survivors and families of the victims of the burning, of the bombing. Thus far, I have not been very successful in doing this. However, on September 3, 2004, for example, I wrote the Attorney General, John Ashcroft. My purpose in writing Mr. Ashcroft was to have others involved in the Oklahoma bombing brought to justice. I have prepared to fully cooperate with the Department of Justice to achieve this goal, and we're going to break, and we're going to talk more at the top of this hour about this document that you need to hear from a court proceeding. We'll be right back.
With recent